This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. After years of low prices, the oil market is showing signs of recovery. That's been good news for drillers and enough progress for oil companies to expand operations here in the U.S. They'd like to ramp up production, but they have a problem. There aren't enough workers. Inside Energy's Dan Boyce looks into why.
Standing on the shoulder of I-25 in eastern Wyoming, see a herd of pronghorn antelope running off that way. And on this side of the interstate, a billboard which reads, "Crude oil drivers wanted. Text crude to 865-337-8415. This is happening in oil fields from North Dakota down to Texas.
You'll see close to 200 frac crew jobs listed for North Dakota.
North Dakota Mineral Resources Director Lynn Helms at a press conference last month.
The rigs are out running the frac crews.
Companies rushing to get the oil out of the ground faster than they can fill the jobs. Cindy Sanford with Job Service North Dakota says the biggest bottleneck she's seeing is a skill set issue.
Well, the frac crews, those positions, a lot of them require a CDL.
CDL, a license to drive semi-trucks. Jason Kroll is a recruiter for Brady Trucking, a company operating primarily in oil fields. He says there are worker shortages across his industry. Many are retiring.
The graying of the workforce.
And millennials don't seem as interested. That's important because a lot of these oil field jobs, they're more than just trucking stuff around. It is manual labor.
Some of the stuff is heavy and requires some dragging, lifting, climbing, pulling.
Kroll says they're going all out to bring in new blood, setting up at job fairs, touting the company's emphasis on wellness and quality of life. Still, that's planning for the future. Even if a new recruit trains and gets that coveted CDL,
they're not quite qualified to do the job.
The other thing with these frac crews, they generally require a couple years trucking experience for insurance reasons. If newbies keep their eyes on the prize long enough to be eligible for these positions, it's not a bad payday. Kroll says average salary for his company's 40 or so open oil field jobs, about $80,000 a year. I'm Dan Boyce for Marketplace.